Last week, the head of the state prosecutor's office in Liberec was dismissed after criticizing the way his own institution worked. Adam Bašný claimed that Czech prosecutors had grossly mishandled the case of former Deputy Prime Minister Jiří Čunek, who was acquitted on charges of fraud last year. Mr. Bašný was sacked for a lack of professionalism when making the statements, but his dismissal has provoked outcry. On Tuesday, the head of the Czech branch of Transparency International, David Ondráčka, voiced his concern to Rosie Johnson.
In our view, this dismissal is completely doesn't make any sense. It is something which we have to protest, since it endangers the legality, efficiency, and quality of the investigations of financial crime and corruption.
The other side of the coin is that this Mr. Bašný, who was just dismissed, works for the state, and he was voicing his own personal views. Isn't it right that he was dismissed for coming to one of your events and saying his own views about the state prosecution system?
Well, the point is that you can accept the notion that if you work for the state, then you have to be loyal at any cost and at any situations. However, In the situations when the basic principles of independence of judiciary are in danger, then, in my view, it is completely correct to voice raise the voice and to speak up. That's what he did at one of our conferences, and he was punished consequently. That's why we raised our concern. We tried to speak up and call government to take action and to investigate the matter.
Earlier on, when you were talking about the situation more generally in the Czech justice system, you said that it wasn't růžová or it wasn't rosy. What did you mean by that?
In general, Czech legal system is still in some stage of establishment of institutionalization, which means that a lot of the institutions are not necessarily functioning perfectly. So that's what I meant by the, let's say, not very rosy situation. However, what we really fighting for is to increase the level of openness, increase the level of accountability and level of independence of judiciary, which is basic conditions for any investigations of financial crime and corruption. And these principles are simply now in danger, and that's why we really raise our voice.
You've said you're speaking out against this. How are you speaking out against this? What can you do to try and rectify the situation?
There is no real legal remedy, in my view, so it doesn't make much sense to send a police report or to send some open letters to state procuracy. What we can do now, in my view, is only to go public and to call media to exert some pressure towards Ministry of Justice and Minister of Justice to actually rectify the current state. And as a consequence, we hope that they must be responsive. They can no longer actually dismiss someone just for openly criticize the situation.
David Ondráčka of the Czech branch of Transparency International.